Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One day we did War of the Roses with Emily. She asked us to call her boyfriend, Sean. She thinks that Sean is flirting with this girl over Instagram. He liked a bunch of her pictures, and then she posted all of his likes and was like, thanks for the love. And it ended up being Sean who she was thanking. Emily saw this. And she said it was very odd that he would do this because he's a very jealous boyfriend to begin with.
He found out I had lunch a couple of weeks ago with my ex, and we got in a huge fight about it. It was awful.
All right, so she said it's very surprising that somebody who's so jealous normally would be the one flirting with somebody else. So can you put him to the test? We did. Here's where things get interesting. When we asked him if he wanted to send free roses to somebody, he did.
He put anything. I put down, like, thinking about you, love, Sean.
He sent them to his girlfriend, not somebody else, and that was the message on the card. And that was it, we thought, until this happened.
Okay, well, I think she's really going to love these. They're beautiful, really nice.
Hold on, wait. I just can I change something on there?
Yeah, sure. What do we need to change?
I on the card, can you put, instead of what I just said, I can't stop thinking about you? And then sign it from Marcus.
I can't stop thinking about you. And sign it from who?
Marcus.
Okay. Are the flowers still going to the same person?
Yes, everything is the same.
All right, so everything's the same. So the flowers are still going to Emily, but not from Sean, from Marcus. So we asked Emily, we're like, is Sean's real name Marcus? Is that why that's like his formal name? Sean's just a nickname? She said, no. That's not his name.
No. Marcus is my ex-boyfriend.
Marcus is the guy she went to lunch with and the boyfriend got super jealous about. Mm-hmm. Marcus is the ex. And then we all sat here for a second going, why would a guy send his own girlfriend flowers and sign it from her ex until Ashley figured out exactly why?
He wanted to get her on something as if she was cheating so that he could play the victim. Basically a reason to get mad at her to cause a scene, because I think he's guilty of something.
You know, almost like have a one up on her, so he can be like, "Well, you did it, so
yeah,
I did it."
Oh. You said a reason to get mad. I'm thinking it's a reason to cheat, or maybe he already did.
Right, right, right.
All right. So yes. Now let's bring Emily back to the show, who's joining us again this morning. Hey, Emily.
Hey, everybody.
So you got the flowers when? Yesterday?
Yeah, I got them yesterday morning. They were delivered to the house.
Okay, and you made sure they were delivered when Sean was there, right?
Yeah, he was home. I was still at work, so he got them. And I got a text right away.
Okay, what did the text say?
It just said, we gotta talk when you get home. And it had a picture of the flowers. So I just played stupid, and I was like, yay, you bought me flowers? And he was like, hell no, somebody else already did.
Okay, so now fast forward to when you get home.
So I get home and the flowers are on the table and they're like smashed up. They look like they were thrown around or something. Like he took them and slammed them on the table. So I was like, dude, what's going on? And he says, how come you're getting flowers from your ex-boyfriend?
Okay. So he's doing exactly what we thought he was going to do. Accuse you of cheating.
Yep.
But did he actually ask you if you were cheating?
Oh, no. He just kept saying stuff like, how am I supposed to trust you when I see things like this?
Oh, wow. Wow. So he set all this up. He's the one lying to you. And he says he can't trust you. This guy has got some nerve.
So when he asked you about the flowers, what did you say? Like, did you say, I don't know who they're from or whatever?
Well, he already said he knew who they were from, so I didn't get a chance to play dumb about that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right. So after that, what, big fight?
Huge, big fight. He stormed out of the house and didn't come back until I was already in bed.
Okay, now we're about to call Sean, and to the best of your knowledge, he has no idea that we all know he's really the one who sent the flowers, correct?
Yeah, he has no idea.
Okay, so this should be fun when we expose him for the liar that he really is in front of everybody. Okay, let's get to commercial here. We're going to call Sean when we come back next.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Sean, please?
Yeah, it is Sean.
Hey, Sean, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Do you mind if we put you on the air with us this morning?
Put me on the air? Sure.
Yeah. Well, we're doing a segment this morning called Face the Truth. And we heard from your girlfriend about the whole flowers thing. Do you mind if we get your side of the story?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, your girlfriend is Emily, correct?
Yeah.
And she got flowers from another guy, right?
Yeah, she got flowers from her ex-boyfriend.
From her ex. Okay. And now this guy's name is Marcus, right?
Yeah, and it's the crazy part. She got the flowers like a week after I found out she had lunch with him a week before that.
Okay, so first comes lunch, then comes flowers. Not a good sign.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Now, how much of an argument did all of this cause?
I mean, I was pissed. I was pretty upset. Wouldn't you be? I was mad.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, if my girlfriend's ex sent her flowers, I don't know if I could trust her anymore.
Man, exactly. That's what I said, man. I told her, like, man, I was so pissed. I was like, I definitely can't trust you right now.
Okay, but now here's the thing. We don't think Marcus is the one who sent those flowers. We actually think somebody else did.
Well, it's his name on the card. What you mean by that?
Well, right. But we don't think he had anything to do with this. We think somebody sent the flowers and put his name on the card.
Well, I don't know why somebody would do that. That don't make sense.
Well, actually, Sean, we think you're the one who did it.
You think I did it? What? Yeah. Why am I going to send flowers to my girl and send it with a card from her ex? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like,
well, we think it's you because you were already messing around and you needed Emily to get caught so, you know, you wouldn't feel as bad.
Well, homegirl, you have a pretty good imagination because there's no way I would send my girl flowers and sign it from her ex-boyfriend. Like, that don't even make sense.
Right, because then that trust that you talked about would be broken, right?
Exactly. Okay, exactly. Right, I'm not even that type of dude. I wouldn't even do nothing
okay,
like
well,
that.
Okay, well, listen. Tell me if any of this sounds familiar to you.
Hello, wait. Can I change something on there?
Yeah, sure. What do we need to change?
I on a card, can you put, instead of what I just said, can you put, I can't stop thinking about you, and then sign it from Marcus.
I can't stop thinking about you. And sign it from who?
Marcus.
Okay. Are the flowers still going to the same person?
Yes, everything is the same.
So does any of that sound familiar?
Yo, hold up. Okay, so y'all tapping phones now? Is that what this is? So hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all listening to, like, my private conversations now? Because, like, yo, it sound like some illegal shit to me, yo.
No, we're not tapping your phone. That was us who called you 2 days ago. When we called you and offered you the free flowers, that wasn't a flower company. That was us. So we
heard
everything.
It don't matter. Okay, well, it's still illegal as hell. You recorded my voice. And it's like you switching my words around. I know how all of this works. You could just have my words switch back and forth and make it sound like I said something that I didn't even say because you edited it and did something crazy on your little radio show and switched it around.
Sean, we didn't switch around anything. That's exactly how it aired on Monday morning, just the way you heard it just now.
Well, you never asked me if you could put it on your show. So, F that. I'm suing your ass. That.
I mean, wow. You can try, but you'll lose.
Matter of fact, you know what? I know exactly where you at right now, so I'm going to pull up on y'all. I'm coming to see you, and it's going to be some problems.
Okay, I mean, you can try, but you're gonna have a hard time getting in here. Just so
man,
you know.
I'll climb through the damn window. I don't give a f***.
Okay. All right. Long story short, we busted a guy who we think was messing around on his girlfriend. The guy's name is Sean. And when we talked to him yesterday, his reaction to being busted on the air was not very good. It never is. Nobody likes to be embarrassed on the radio and have your pants pulled down in front of everybody else.
Unless you're Bentley.
But this guy's reaction was like super angry. Listen to this.
Matter of fact, you know what? I know exactly where you at right now, so I'm going to pull up on y'all. I'm coming to see you, and there's going to be some problems.
Okay, I mean, you can try, but you're going to have a hard time getting in here, just so
man,
you know.
I'll climb through the damn window. I don't give a f***.
All right,
so that's what went down yesterday.
And then?
We were talking about it after he hung up on us, and I said, you know, the number of times people have threatened to sue us or do worse, I can't count them. You know, every time we catch somebody, oh, if I ever see you out somewhere, I'm going to punch your lights out or whatever. It doesn't happen, but this guy, his name is Sean, as you know, he did show up here yesterday.
Oh, he did.
We told Shaggy, bring cameras with you because if something happens, we need to have evidence and all that. So do you want to hear the audio? This is the audio because Shaggy also recorded on his phone, which is smart. I thought about that after you came back and said, I have everything on tape. I said, that's pretty smart,
and
too.
And by the way, before people start texting, go, did you get in Virginia? You don't have to have permission to get
audio.
Oh, really?
It's like a one person consent thing. Like you don't have to. Yeah.
Yep.
So here's the audio of Shaggy's confrontation with Sean in the lobby of Entercom Norfolk yesterday. Listen to him.
Yo, first of all, I want them tapes right now.
Listen, man. I get it.
No, y'all recorded my voice. Listen, I don't got no problem with you.
Right.
But I want them tapes, yo, ASAP.
But they're not tapes. It's a computer, and I know you're frustrated, but I'm only up here to make sure no one gets called, no cops. Nothing going to happen.
I understand that, man, but I don't care about all of that. I need you to get... Y'all put my voice on the air.
Right. Well, I didn't put your voice in the air. My partner did, Nick. I didn't do it.
Oh, he did it?
Yeah.
Where he at?
Well, he's in the studio. I mean, I just came out here to make sure, like, I just calmed him down. That's it.
Tell him to come outside real quick.
Yeah, man. I don't know if he's going to come outside.
Nah. Tell him I need to
But
talk
I tell
to
you
him.
What, I mean, he's out all the time. Like, he does events on the weekends.
Where he be at?
You know, if you, I mean.
Hey, yo, nah. Tell him I said come here, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, where he at?
I'm not, I'll see, but I tell you what, this is what we're going to do. I'll give you all his information, like Instagram. Maybe y'all can link up and maybe go to Chili's or something.
Man, listen, man, I don't got no problem with you, Shaggy, you know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
But, yo, what you said his name was?
Nick Taylor,
Nick Taylor, man.
That's his full government name.
Man, I might have to wait in the parking lot for this dude.
All right,
man.
Just don't get yourself into trouble, man. We don't need to go to
college. Hold on a second, stop there. Wait. Rewind that real quick.
Said your government name.
Y'all can link up and maybe go to Chili's or something.
Man, listen, man, I don't got no problem with you, Shaggy, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
but yo, what you said his name was?
Nick Taylor, yeah.
Yo, Nick Taylor, man.
That's his full government name.
Okay.
Okay, first off.
Okay. You don't get to talk.
Sorry.
How the hell
sit back here.
Are you going to drop me like that?
First off, this man was huge.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. Please. And listen, I've always told people, I'm 36 years old with two kids. I ain't fighting for nobody anymore. And when people go, oh, well, you snitch or...
You
no,
are
no.
the big...
Listen, if you rob a bank and I know that I can get a reward for it, I'm calling on you. Like, straight up. Now, so here's the deal, though. Like... He wasn't going to leave unless I gave him something.
So you gave him my name?
Yeah, I didn't give him your cell number. Info. No, I didn't give him your cell number or nothing, but...
Did you tell him where I live?
Well...
I did.
Here is the issue.
Just kidding.
Uh-oh. What is the issue?
Oh, yes. We didn't tell you this.
All right.
We didn't tell you this.
Here's the issue. Oh,
God. Is he here right now?
No.
Just...
Oh, my God. Here's the issue. So you hear at the end, you hear him dap me up. You hear a clap.
Yeah.
Okay. When he says, Shaggy, I got no problem with you, he daps me up.
Yeah.
Well, when we get done, I put the phone in my pocket, and I go to walk him out, and he's like, yo, I'm going to hit you up on social media today. I got some other stuff to talk about. Well, he DM'd me last night.
Let me guess. He's got an album.
No.
Okay.
He's coming to see you today at Live Nation. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. He's going to come by. Just say hi.
No.
He has promised me that y'all are going to talk. Y'all just going to have a good.
He said that, but that doesn't.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold my end of the bargain up. On the way there, I'm going to stop at Chili's and get some chips and salsa. I've already called D at Live Nation. Y'all can have a separate room. So y'all can, like, hash this out.
No, I don't want a separate room.
Why can't we do it outside?
Why don't we do it in front of a lot of people? How about that?
Because I don't know if his verbiage would be appropriate. So
how big was he?
I sent her a photo.
Okay.
He's huge.
He was big.
But look, he promised me. He promised me straight up that he would come. No, like, he just wants to talk to you man to man.
And I said, say what time?
No, but I mean,
is that what he said? I want to talk to him man to man. Yeah, that means he's going to take a swing at me. That's what that means.
Man. I mean, I calmed him down yesterday.
Yeah, by dropping me under the bus. You, like, gave me up completely.
Yeah. You know, if you, I mean.
Hey, yo, nah. Tell him I said come here, yo. Yeah. Yo, where he at?
I'm not, I'll see, but I tell you what. This is what we're going to do. I'll give you all his information. Like
right there. I'll give you all his information. You know,
someone texts in and goes, Shaggy, snitches get stitches. Yes, but I'll be alive to pay for those stitches. Oh, Nick God. Won't be. I swear, maybe y'all can link up and maybe go to Chili's or something.
Man, listen. What in the hell makes you think I want to go to Chili's with this guy?
Because Chili's fixes everything.
Right. But yo, what you said his name was?
Nick Taylor, yeah.
Yo, Nick Taylor, man.
That's his full government name.
Man. Wow.
Okay, and
I'm going to remember this.
No, for the record.
I'm going to remember
this. For the record, so you can get all your little... Nick Taylor is not your full government name. Stop it.
It's not going to be that hard for him to put the dots together.
No, he can put the dots together, but listen, you set me up there, that's what you get.
Wow.
You remember that time?
I'm speechless.
Ashley,
I'm speechless.
I don't think you were here. Remember that time you put me in a bucket full of crabs?
That was for Torture Tuesday.
Right, you and I signed begged up? You, and I begged you for me not to do this?
You signed up for
remember
that.
Remember that time you sent me to the Westin? To fix the smoke detector?
Yeah.
And that dude almost beat the hell out of me? Remember that time the military guy came through the window to get you?
Yeah, that was...
Remember that time the guy from the Dukes of Hazzard that lived in Portsmouth?
Right.
What's his name? Cooter or whatever? Remember Cooter. When he said... I'm not lying.
I remember that name.
Listen, I have a laundry list of things that you made me do that hurt me.
Yeah.
I hope you get your ass kicked today.
All right.
I'm going to get a six-pack and sit in my back of my
remember.
Truck and watch.
I'm just going to remember this. I'm going to remember this next
you
time.
You can remember all you want. Today is it for you.
Shaggy's. Where's Shaggy at?
Yeah, so you're good. So,
I'm going to give everybody that shows up at Live Nation today your personal phone number.
757-46.
Okay. All right. I'm serious.
Well, I got you, though. He promised
me. You got me, all right.
Yeah, no, he said man to man. He ain't going to he ain't gonna fight you.
You want a drink?
Yes.
That's always my fix to everything.
8 o'clock in the morning. Maybe I won't go today. Maybe I'll get out of it.
No, you legit.
Man, but I'm going to be there by myself.
No. You legit have to go. If you run from any of this,
R.I.P.
it's
Nick.
Only going to get worse.
R.I.P.
I'm trying to help you.
I know. I would rather be out somewhere in public where there's like security
We're
around.
We're going to be in public. We're at Live Nation.
There's security around.
Yeah. You're R.I.P. fine. I got you.
R.I.P.
Why are people mad at me for? You're the idiot.
People are mad at you because you are supposed to be my boy.
I was. He didn't come down the hall and kick your ass.
Yes.
Gave me up.
I didn't give you up. I just said, y'all need to handle like men. Go to Chili's. Chop it up with him.
I thought I could.
What do you mean tell him?
I thought I could count on you.
Fine. You know what? You can't count on me. I'm going to DM right now and say, yo, come here right now. And
this is great.
Like, why are you mad at me for?
I thought you were my friend.
Friend? We haven't been friends in 10 years.
Rely on.
Like females.
And you dropped me like third period friend.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.